Up first, though, this afternoon, it's time for us to talk hockey, or in this case, the lack of it in regard to the Boston Bruins, as we welcome in our friend Ty Anderson of 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. Hello there, Ty.
Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Not much, apparently, as far as the Bruins go, unless there's any update. Now, the last I saw, it was 9 players and a couple of staff members. Has that number gone up?
As far as we know, the number has not gone up. I know the team has been away from the facility for a couple of days now, so I'm not sure exactly how testing goes when that is the case. But right now, it seems like they're stuck on this even 11 number here with the 9 players and 2 staffers you mentioned. Ultimately, the word is pretty positive out of the room in terms of most of the players who have tested positive have little to no symptoms at all. So that's good news, but obviously until they're off the list, the Bruins are kind of handcuffed in terms of what they can do.
Are they able to practice, or is it strictly just individual work?
So right now, the facility is completely closed. They're not allowed to go in at all. Players can go in if they are rehabbing an injury, but not anything related to COVID. I know some players took home some workout equipment from Warrior at the end of the week last week to try to stay in shape at their homes. So we're going to have to see what they do here. I mean, if you remember back in the early times of the pandemic, they were letting players do smaller sessions, right? 5 players at a time, you know, 3 players, whatever the case may be. So that may be on the table later this week. But it's really going to depend on how many players get out of protocol, if any are eligible to come back, and what the league decides. But I think as of right now, I mean, you're looking at a pretty tight timeline here, right? So they're often through the 26th. They're supposed to play on the 27th, right, if all things go well. So theoretically, you should get some sort of skate between now and then. It's just a matter of when and where and if you're allowed to do it.
Now, they're also supposed to play in Ottawa on the 29th, but if we look at the guidelines that Canada has set up, that would mean those guys who've tested positive might not be able to cross the border.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't even know if the NHL is going to allow the teams to cross the border. We know they've canceled any cross-border travel between now and the holiday break. But that's tight. Again, that's a tight window, right? 4 days after or 3 days after the break ends. I mean, is that enough time to decide, okay, now it's safe to go back over? So there's a lot of unknowns right now. And I think the big problem for a team like the Bruins is that they don't have a lot of off days, right? Like you have the Olympic break. In theory, it's going to go out the window. I don't see them going to Beijing. But the Garden's kind of booked up. So what do you do in that situation, right? So a lot of unanswered questions for this team and for this league right now. Personally, I don't see them playing in Ottawa on the 29th, but we'll have to wait and see.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. We look at this from a Bruins perspective, but how are other teams around the league faring right now?
Well, I mean, you look at it, I think there's 1 game tonight, and tomorrow I believe there's just 3. So you're seeing a lot of postponements, a lot of cancellations. I think the NHL right now is, I think they're kind of doing what the NFL is doing, where they're looking at their protocols and saying, is there a way we can make this better? Is there a way that we can maybe prevent these full-on shutdowns, if you will, the postponements, the week-long cancellations, whatever it may be? I mean, I'm a big fan of bringing back the taxi squads. I don't know how realistic it is in terms of the cap. But, you know, last year a team would lose 5 players, right? But they wouldn't lose an entire team, it felt like, because they had options in the minors or even on their taxi squad. So I think bringing that back would be helpful, but I'm not sure if they can do the whole CBA and everything. So I think there's a lot of minds right now getting together and trying to figure out what they can do.
Now, the National Football League has tweaked their protocol a little bit, and I believe their policy now is that those players who are fully vaccinated don't need to be tested. Is that something the NHL would consider?
It's something they should consider, I think, because I know there's a good amount of frustration from players within the Bruins room that have felt, hey, we got the shot, we got the booster, why are we getting tested every day? Why are we subjected to this still? So I think the way the league did it was they said to the players, hey, if you do this, the season's going to go off without a problem, no shutdowns, no, you know, whatever the case may be. And obviously with the variants that have propped up, I think it's created some pause and some redirection, if you will. So I know there are players who would prefer that, right, that they don't want to be tested and they believe in an honor system that, hey, if I'm feeling symptoms, I'm going to be honest with you. So I think that's part of it. But again, I mean, you know, I trust the eggheads. I trust the doctors. I trust the scientists. So hopefully they come to some sort of resolution. I do like the NFL's policy where if a guy tests positive and he is vaccinated, he can basically test out, right? And he can be ready to go. I think that's something the league should consider versus, okay, you're out for 10 days, right? I think that's something that they should consider moving forward as well.
Now, we're also coming up on the holiday trade freeze. So does that mean that Jake DeBrusk will be a Bruin a little bit longer?
Yeah, they're not as close to any sort of trade as far as I can tell. And obviously their situation has lots to do with that, both COVID and health-wise. In a perfect world, they trade DeBrusk right after he makes the request, right after he goes public. But they were without Bleed. Marchand was suspended. And now that they got healthier, right, now it's COVID. So DeBrusk's stay in Boston is continuing. And I've also, I mean, they've made it clear that they're not going to trade him for the first offer, right? They want something real, something that will help them both now and in the future. So I think they're still surveying the market in terms of what they can get for him, but I don't think we're any closer towards a trade happening there or even a roster move to maybe address some of their other weaknesses. So they're kind of stuck in limbo right now in more ways than one. It's really not ideal.
And when they do come back and resume action, where is this team? What are their needs? What are their strengths? And what can they help themselves with?
You know, I would still love a second line center. I think that's the big need. Can you get Thomas Hertl from San Jose? I mean, he's sort of the crown jewel of the market. There's also JT Miller in Vancouver, but they're winning right now, so maybe they won't make a move as easily as they did before. So there's guys out there. I think center is their big need, though, right? Because I don't think Coyle and Hall is working. I just don't see the chemistry with them. I think Hall and Coyle has worked, however, so that tells me, okay, if you get a second-line center and bump Coyle down to the third line, now you have something here. So I think forward is a greater need than defense, as crazy as that may sound, given what their defense looks like. Because I think you just need more pop, you need more scoring, and you need a guy like Taylor Hall to get going. And I think a center that more suits his strengths would be a move for the Bruins.
Do you think there's any way the trade deadline gets adjusted because of COVID?
No, I think they like where that's at. I mean, maybe if they completely scrap the Olympics and have games throughout, maybe. But I think they like where it's at. And I think as well, too, we're going to have more postponements, more cancellations, I think, based on the current trend. So they might like where that is, honestly. And I think that's, I mean, if you're a team like the Bruins, right, who might be on the fence in terms of are we buyers or sellers, are we going to stand pat? Maybe you want that, right, versus moving it up a couple of weeks and saying, okay, now we have less time to figure out what we are and what our plans are.
What are you doing with your extra time, if you have any?
Oh, this has been glorious. I've been able to do Christmas shopping that I wasn't able to do in any other circumstance. I mean, think about it, right? Like, you had games on Saturday and Sunday and then Tuesday and the 23rd. The 23rd is like the emergency night, right?
Right.
Like, if you can't get it done before then, that's the night you do it. So I had a Bruins game that night. So now we have plenty of time. I got a couple more people to shop for, and that's just about it. But this has been helpful for me as a person, not as a professional, however. So I guess it comes with a cost.
I hear you on all of that. Well, Ty, we appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. Hope you have a great Christmas, and hopefully the next time we talk, there'll be some on-ice action to discuss.
You know what? I sure hope so. It's always great talking, and I hope you have a great Christmas. And if there's no games, we can talk about our gifts. So that's always nice.
All right. Well, I'll put that as a B item on the list, just in case. We'll talk with you soon.
There we go.
Thanks, Ty.
Awesome. Bye.
Ty Anderson.